thanks for the stairs.
Eric's not here, should go quick.
Any takeaways from, you're heading into a tough road trip, any takeaways from this game?
Again, this, we came out of these last two home games with 4 points. I liked the way we played for most of the time. I didn't like either third period. But I think, you know, we got a little bit of the lead. Stammer got 499, and I think a lot of it, you know, guys are trying to get him the 500th, and rightfully so. It's you know, going on a 5-game road trip would have been really cool for him to have gotten that here at home, and you know, I know his family was here and everything. So that was probably the only kind of downer that didn't get to happen. But you know, we kind of took a tough penalty there with 2 minutes left. Add a little bit more stress to us, but Vassie was there to kick him out in the end when we needed him, and we'll take those two and build on that going on the road.
What was that last couple of seconds like, Vassie? Literally a game saving.
Yeah, it was a little troubling just because we gave up a breakaway for a goal and in the same kind of alignment, and then gave up a 2-0 at the end. So that really shouldn't happen. But you know, Vassie made a big save.
What's it like watching Santos go for 500? What do you see from him as he gets closer?
Well, you know, we had that power play at the end, and he had actually a couple good looks. But that's, I don't know how many years he's been in the league, like 13 years or something. Like, that's 13 years of anticipation of, you know, getting your 500th goal. So it's a pretty exciting time, but I'm sure it can be a little stressful too. Because you want to get it over with, but you know, eventually it'll come, and it you know, just like his 1,000th point, it's when he gets it, time to reflect back and be like, wow, that's a heck of a lot of goals, but hopefully it comes soon.
You shifted, you know, your move supplies around during the game. You put Hayes with Sorelli and Kilmore. Mm-hmm. Did you like what you saw out of them, especially in the second period when it seemed like they?
Well, I thought. You know, Patterson's line was kind of having their way with us, so putting, you know, Tony, putting back in the middle there, and Killer and Hags, it can be tough to play against, and so I thought that helped us, you know, once we made that, and then, you know, Besser and Miller, a couple big players, we trying to kind of match some size and freed up the other guys to hopefully do some things, and, you know, Cooch scored, and, you know, then the power play got going, so it, you know, worked in our favor tonight, and you know, just something, you know, we just kind of felt that if we wanted to have a chance to win, this was what we needed to do, and it, you know, fortunately it worked out.
You have a pretty big road trip coming up. Aside from wins and points, what do you hope to see from this team when you come back?
Well, we got to be a better team when we get back than we were when we left. And
how so?
Like I said, let's make sure we play better third periods than we have, you know, with the lead than we did the last two nights. And you know, we have a heck of a road, our home record, but we're 500 on the road, and we need to improve on that. So this won't be easy. You know, you're looking at some of the teams we're playing, and everybody's chasing playoff spots, so it gets harder and harder. But we have to look at this as, you know, I say it all the time, we need to come back from this trip with more points and games played. And so that should be, you know, that's the goal we have going out there, and let's make it happen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No practice, bro.